of Expert. And Bob, man, some low scores today, 65s and 64s, you know, lots of 66 and 7s. It's is the course playing easy or the players just playing great?
Probably a combination of both. These links courses are basically designed so, because wind almost always hits them, and when the wind dies down, they become a little ripe for the picking. So with players of this caliber, when it's not windy, when it's sunny and warm and a nice day, summer day, they get the odd one of them over in England. You can score, and that's really what happened today. The course is a little bit soft. You can take dead aim at a lot of the greens and the pins and stuff. So as you said, some low scores out there.
You look at Dustin Johnson, and that was an interesting stat I read. 65 or lower, it's the ninth time in a major. Only Tiger Woods has done it more at 10. And we know that when I've heard, and you've said about it on our show many times, Bob, that when Johnson's on, you think he's the best golfer in the world. And when he plays like he did today, as good as Louis Oosthuizen and Spieth and them are, what do you feel about Johnson heading into the weekend?
You know, we've been kind of waiting for Dustin Johnson to get his game back in gear. He had such an amazing year last year, sort of in the middle of the COVID stretch there. He played, you know, he won the Masters, and he had a stretch where I think he went first, second, first, second, first, shot some just crazy low numbers. And then sort of about, I'd say about 3 or 4 months ago, his game just kind of petered out a little bit. And I don't know if it was just because he was tired of working so hard at it or what, but I keep waiting for him to kind of show the form that he had back there and the one that led him to win so many tournaments, because he's just never had sort of an extended stretch of, well, let's call it mediocre play that he's been showing up until right now. So this is sort of long overdue, in my opinion. And, you know, he's a guy who's played well at all four of the majors. He's come close before. In fact, in 2011, at this golf course, he was in the hunt right down to the stretch until he hit one out of bounds on the 14th hole. So, he's a guy that I think has found his gear again. And if he has, the rest of the field better look out.
Bob Weeks joins us on Edmonton Sports Leader TSN 1260. Bob, Louis Oosthuizen, man, every time I'm looking at some point in the majors, he's always near the top. Like, he's won a few majors, but he just, I don't know, he never gets talked about as much, but he's always up there, and he's highly competitive, and he's great in the majors, like competitive-wise anyway.
He is. He's got just a single win back in 2010. He won the Open Championship, and he won it going away. He won by, I think, 5 shots that year. He has the distinction of winning what they call the Silver Slam, which is finishing second in all four majors. And he was, Yikes. He's been second in the last two majors. He was second at Torrey Yes. Pines at the U.S. Open last month, and then second before that at the PGA Championship as well to Phil Mickelson. So you're right. He just has one of those games that's kind of unflappable. I think most players on the PGA Tour would tell you that he has the best swing in golf. And the biggest change for him has been his putting. He's really worked hard on that and done a great job at improving it. In 2018, he was ranked 121st in strokes gained putting on the PGA Tour. This year, coming into this tournament, he's ranked first in that same category. So when you can putt, the rest of the game seems to fall in line with that. And I really like his chances heading into the weekend from what I've seen the first two rounds.
It's been a few years since he won a major, and you know, wasn't really in contention for a long time. But Jordan Spieth sitting in third place, shot a 65 yesterday, 67 today. What's he got back in his game that was missing for the last few years?
Kind of everything. He had kind of a total destruction for a while there. It just sort of everything just kind of went off the rails. And, you know, it's all at different times. It's not that uncommon. When a guy has a fault in his golf game, let's say he's driving it poorly, which is what started with Jordan, you know, they spend so much time trying to fix that they don't spend enough time on the rest of their game. And then all of a sudden their putter goes, and then all of a sudden their wedge play goes. And at various times, Jordan has had all of those things, all those problems where he's, you know, couldn't sink a putt from 2 feet, where he couldn't wedge it on a green from 25 feet, and where his driver was missing left and right. But he straightened it all out. He won earlier this year in Texas in May, and since that time, he's never been out of the top 30 on the PGA Tour. So he's playing some pretty inspired golf right now. It'll be interesting to see what happens on the weekend. He hasn't really been in contention in major championships for a little while now, so except recently, obviously. But let's see what he does now when he gets in the hunt. This is a tournament that he loves to play, obviously, that he's won before. So I we'll keep our eye on him and see what he does, especially tomorrow. See if he can keep himself or get up to the top of the leaderboard and maybe pass Oosthuizen and take the lead into Sunday. That would be pretty interesting.
Bob, I've seen his name in a lot of articles. People feel that, you know, he's somebody to be reckoned with moving forward. Colin Morikawa, where do you stand on his overall game? What impresses you most about him? He's currently sitting in second, two strokes back.
Colin Morikawa has not been a professional for very long. In fact, his first pro tournament was the 2019 RBC Canadian Open in Hamilton. And he was a great college player, and so he came in with some credentials. And he has got an absolutely brilliant iron game, probably the best iron game I've seen since the heyday of Tiger Woods. And that's obviously the strength of it. The weakest part of his game is his putter. And he's made a few changes in his putting to try and straighten that out. But the greens at the Open Championship and most courses across the pond are always a little slower than they are on the PGA Tour, just because the courses are so windy. If you had them very fast, the ball wouldn't stay on the greens. They'd blow around. So when they're a little bit shaggier, let's say, you can hit the putts a little bit firmer. You can hit them harder. You don't have to be quite as touch and feely with your putter. And so I think this kind of a tournament is perfect for Colin. And today his iron game was absolutely spectacular. He hit so many shots in close to the hole, gave himself almost like a little kick-in birdies and pars all the way along. So another good guy, but he hasn't got a lot of experience in links golf. He's in fact the first time he's played in this tournament, so we'll see if that comes into play, especially if the wind picks up on the weekend, which it's expected to get a little bit stronger. I think it'll be interesting to see how he handles that without the experience of a guy like a Jordan Spieth or like a Louis Oosthuizen.
Bob, you've been covering golf for a long time. Bob Weeks joins us. Even Tiger and Phil, when they kind of had a rivalry, it wasn't you know, that vindictive or malicious. But, man, Koepka and DeChambeau, like Brooks Koepka, he just seems made for this. His subtle little barb today in his interview is like, oh, I hit the driver. I love my driver, right? Of course, after DeChambeau had said he hated his driver and it was junk. Like, what do you make of this? Because it's very kind of un-golf-like. Are people liking this? Or is the PGA, like, is this kind of their version of Happy Gilmore a little bit between Koepka and DeChambeau?
You know, when you put the two characters together, it reminds me kind of the jocks and the nerds. You know, Brooks is the jock. He's the big, strong guy. And the brainiac is the nerd in Bryson DeChambeau. And to me, Brooks keeps getting the better of him. So it's kind of like he keeps giving a wedgie to Bryson DeChambeau every time he gets a shot at him. I think it's okay. I don't think they've really crossed the line. I think it's kind of fun. They're taking some shots at each other. You know, I don't know. I mean, they're not good friends, obviously, but yeah, that's not uncommon on the PGA Tour. People got to realize, you know, in any tournament, there's 156 guys, and they're not all going to be sitting around holding hands and singing Kumbaya. Guys don't like some other mm-hmm. guys, but this one is kind of played out in social media, and I think it's kind of fun. I don't think it's such a terrible thing, but I know some people who aren't 100% behind it. But for me, and I think for most people, it's pretty darn entertaining.
Well, the chirp today by Koepka, like, there's nothing, it's just, I love my driver. So unless you know what DeChambeau said, most people wouldn't even know that. That's what makes it to me. That's when you know you've gone on good level of chirping, when you can just have something subtle like that, and you know it's going to drive him, and people will chuckle about it. Now, two Canadians, you have at 5 under. Mackenzie Hughes, who's golfing very well right now, and Corey Connors, who's, you know, that guy's been in contention in every major this year, like hovering around the top 10 mark. They're 5 and 4 under. What do you like about their games? And if the wind picks up, is there either one of those two that you like better on the weekend?
Yeah, both those guys are very impressive. We spoke to them after their rounds today. They're, you know, they were a little disappointed, I think, in their play today. They were expecting a little bit more because there were some low scores out there. But I think the fact that they both got it under par today was sort of a sign of maturity of where their games are. You know, it's okay to shoot a 64, but most guys will tell you when you really are playing well, it's when you can turn those 72s into 69s or 68s and things like that. And that's what they kind of did today. They're both still playing very well. And as you pointed out, they're both playing well in major championships. They've contended as recently as the U.S. Open. Mackenzie Hughes had a share of the 54-hole lead. So I like where they are right now, and I think they both realize that it doesn't take much of a, you know, one good round tomorrow just vaults you up this leaderboard, because there's not going to be a whole bunch of really low ones. So if you shoot a 65 or a 66, you're gonna make up a lot of ground. And I think both these guys are capable of it. So I would be very surprised if one or not both of them aren't in the hunt on Sunday when we get down to the final holes.
Well, we look forward to it, Bob. Lots of names at the top. Brooks Koepka himself had a pretty good round today, so he's in contention. This should be a great weekend. Enjoy it. Appreciate your time.
No problem. Always good to talk to you. Take care.